Hi, my name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to book travel in Outlook. There's people out there that live in Outlook. That means they do a lot of work in Outlook every day, and they're always looking for new features and new add-ins so they can do even more. In fact, we've done some recent add-ins for social media you want to take a look at. And now here's a new one for travelers. Now, you know you go to those great websites and you find the flights you want at the price you want, and then what do you have to do? You have to put all those reminders in Outlook so your staff knows when you're out of office and all that. Well, now with a brand new add-in for Outlook Travel, you can do that all right in Outlook. And what's great is we haven't reinvented the wheel. You can get to all those great websites right in Outlook. So I want to introduce you to the Bing Travel add-in for Outlook. You haven't heard of Bing Travel? Well, now I got two great things to show you. And then you'll want to live in Outlook, which is great because I hear the weather's wonderful this time of year. Here I am in Outlook. Now, I've already added the Bing Travel add-in. We'll go there now. And see here, it looks like the Bing Travel page, because it is. This is the internet page for Bing Travel. It's only this top part. That's where the Outlook stuff kicks in. And I'll show you each of these steps as we book this flight. To get to the Bing Travel add-in, I'll have those links in the blog so you can download it. It's a free add-in. Now, I'm going to pick this fictitious flight from Seattle to, let's say, Boston. And then, like any travel site, I put in the dates, I put in when I want to fly, any other information. And if you notice on the right side of the screen, every time I change a date or something, I get my flight summary and I get some options. I can click right here if I want to. I don't have to even go search flights. I can get some great information right there. But I'm going to search flights to show you that you can really do everything you do on the web right here in Outlook. Now, if you don't know Bing Travel, there's some wonderful little features. This price predictor tells you when to buy your tickets based on a fare history. So you can know it says I should wait here because the fares are dropping. There's some information there. So again, I can pick a flight here. I can change the criteria of when I'm flying if I want to right here. Or I can also go to those great websites I always do for travel. So many of them here, let's go to Expedia. And again, it populates this Seattle to Boston information for me. Now, I'm not going to do a lot of searching, a lot of analysts here. I'm just going to pick a flight here. So let's just go and pick this one just for time's sake. And then we'll pick a return flight. And we'll set that up. Now, again, this looks just like it does in Expedia because I'm just doing it through Outlook. So I have my flight booked up, and I can go through there, and I would do my other steps to buy the tickets. But look up here in the upper portion. Here's my trip summary for Outlook. There's all my flights. I can change anything if I want to augment it so it doesn't say Seattle, Chicago. Maybe it says Seattle to O'Hara or whatever. And then here's my reminders that I can set for myself in Outlook. I can personalize these. So I'm going to pack, so let's have the reminder go off 18 hours before the flight so I can pack. And then really important, here's the out-of-office appointment settings. I can change those if I want to for the days I'm out of my office so my staff knows. Then I just hit complete, and the tool, the add-in, will put all the stuff into Outlook for me, all the flights. If I had more flights, it would do that. You can view them directly here if you want to, you know, change the lettering or spelling on anything there. And also, but more important, look, if I go to my calendar for September now, I'm blacked out for those 3 days. People should know that I'm on vacation. Maybe I'll actually go there now. Find more at office.com.